Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Supporting and understanding what Mr. Rosen has said, I would like just kindly ask you to consider the issue in more or less broader terms, because I think we have a very simple dilemma. It's whether we, as the UN body, would like to create the legal framework legal situation explaining in details, supporting our partners and our enterprises, companies, and so on, or we accept the free market approach, it's your business, and follow the old Roman concept, volenti non fiti in iuria, which means in my horrible translation that this one who wants something cannot complain that it's going this way. So do whatever you wish and be happy. So we have philosophical question here to solve. Either we want to be clear and supportive, or just stay outside of the business and say it's the problem of the banks, it's the problem of the owner of the rolling stock, it's up to us. And I would like just to emphasize one thing only, that usually it's our intention, it's normal, and it's in more or less every level, that while creating new law, we do it usually for so-called good weather, that everything will be nice, everything will work, we all will be happy, and we will understand exactly the same. The partners are understanding the issue, while facing then the real life, we see that we don't really understand the expressions and words exactly the same way. We have some doubts. We have also some internal problems, and there are no solutions then. And we are lost, and we say, no, we don't have the rules. So it's up to us as well today which way we will follow of creating law. Either, and I'm telling my intention and expectation, is just referring to this 3.8 to precisely describe how the debtor will be able to ensure something from another part. Yes, as our secretary said, and as Mr. Our colleague as well emphasized. So that's the justification for my concept and intervention. Sorry to take floor again, but I think it's the proper point to raise the issue.